Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Must interact with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. I think that at first glance, that might sound a little bit pessimistic, even a little bit cynical, you know, as though we're supposed to just accept things the way they are and throw our hands up and give up on any change or improvement or any progress. But that's not what it means at all. In fact, it is the polar opposite of that, because the only way to improve reality is first to acknowledge reality. Again, as it is, not as we want it to be, because you cannot improve what you refuse to see. And in so many areas of life right now, we are willfully blind, willfully ignorant. If you are overweight, but you insist that you're healthy, or that being overweight is in fact healthy, you know, body positivity, you'll never change. Things are never going to change. If your finances are a total dumpster fire, but you keep telling yourself that everything's fine, you'll never get ahead. If your marriage is struggling, but you pretend that it isn't, you'll never have the conversation that needs to happen. You know, not acknowledging the 500-pound gorilla, the purple elephant, whatever it is. If you are not able to interact with the world as it is, then you will never be able to actually create the world that you want it to be. Reality comes first, then progress. It's true in our personal lives. It's true in business. It is even true in society, maybe especially true in society. You know, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that young people tend to be highly idealistic. And that's not criticism. That's an amazing thing. It's starry-eyed enthusiasm for the future, and things are going to be different, and we're going to be the people that can actually change it and make it happen. When a young idealistic person looks at the world and they ask, why isn't it better? What if we did things differently? What if we reimagined and started over? Those are important, really valuable questions, because every meaningful improvement begins with some form of imagination. Every innovation begins with somebody imagining a better future. But experience is a profound, wonderful teacher. And that experience teaches us another lesson, that the world is not a blank sheet of paper. It's not a form of tabula rasa, a blank slate. The world is, in fact, an incredibly complicated, complex system that is populated with people, lots of incentives, tons of trade-offs, good amount of history, lots of unintended consequences, and lots of competing interest. And reality, that gets a vote. That gets a vote in this program. So the older I get, the less interested I become in perfection, and the more interested I get in improvement. The less interested I become in utopia, and the more interested I become in better. In fact, I might go so far to say that people who are committed to a utopian view of the future will most certainly create a dystopian reality in the future. So that's why I love the phrase better and safe. It's not perfect and flawless. It is better and safe. It is practical. It is achievable. The challenge with so many grand visions is that they begin with this imagined destination, but spend very little time considering the path that it takes to get there. That destination is a beautiful thing in our mind's eye. But the implementation, that's where things get a little dicey. That's when things get a little bit difficult, because every action creates a consequence. every new policy, well, that creates different incentives. And every decision is, by the very nature of deciding one thing over another, is a trade-off. And that's not negativity. That's reality. And we must give reality its due. We must respect it. We must appreciate it. We must, again, acknowledge it. Because one of the greatest mistakes that we can make is believing an outcome sounds desirable, but not having a path that is viable. Every desirable outcome must have a viable path that is available and sustainable so we can actually make it happen. Because those are different things. You want healthier people? Great. How? You want better schools? Awesome. How? You want safer communities? Great. Yeah. Sweet. Sounds great. How? Because the how, that really matters. The trade-offs, they matter. Human behavior matters. Reality matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is one reason I've always been skeptical of sweeping changes implemented quickly. Not because change is bad, because change has a big, hefty price tag. It is expensive, not necessarily dollars and cents, but in terms of the time that it's going to take, the attention which is required, and the energy which it will take, the disruption, and the all unintended second order consequences that invariably are going to pop up that you did not realize because we just don't even know. So meaningful change, it requires thoughtfulness. It requires effort. It requires extreme persistence. And often it requires consensus. And that, so frustrating. You want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, bring other people along with you. Consensus is tough. It's slow. It can feel super inefficient. But there is value in forcing ideas to survive scrutiny. Another phrase I love is your plan going to survive its collision with reality? Mike Tyson famously said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. And then, you know, then you are turning tail. You are waving the white flag. You are throwing in the towel. You say, F it. There's value in debate. There's value in hearing the opposing viewpoint. It's so funny that half the country thinks one way and the other half thinks another. And we apparently think that we're just so different. It's just one issue. For the rest of it, you know, the other 99%, probably pretty similar. There's value in convincing other people rather than simply running them over. You know, pen being mightier than the sword, using your brain for something instead of calling somebody a Nazi or whatever. And the bigger the change, the greater the burden of proof that exists. And this principle is a universal one that maps and works everywhere. If you want to lose 100 pounds, don't reinvent your entire life. Let's go for a walk today, right now. If you want a stronger marriage, don't wait for the perfect relationship. Have one better conversation tonight. If you want financial freedom, don't obsess about becoming rich. Save a dollar. Invest another dollar. Make a better decision. Because progress, it's incremental. Sometimes it'll really speed up towards the end and you'll get that hockey stick. But there was a lot of progress that was taking place painfully without a lot of fanfare. But it is required. Otherwise, it's not a hockey stick. Then it's just the blade of the stick. You get the idea. And that's a frustrating thing because we live in a culture that celebrates what we perceive to be dramatic transformations. We love the before and after photos. We love the overnight success stories, which are rarely overnight. They're more 20 years in the making. We love a good revolution, but most meaningful progress looks more like compound interest, small improvements, repeated again and again and again, over a long period of time. True of organizations, individuals, communities, countries, the world doesn't become better because somebody imagines perfection or reimagines something. Oh, look, I just sat down and I reimagined what this is going to be. No, The world becomes better because responsible people engage with reality and improve it a little at a time. And that's why I believe one of the most mature perspectives a person can develop is this: accept reality completely and then work relentlessly to improve it. Not because reality is perfect, but because reality is where the work begins. Because you can't build a bridge from a place you're pretending not to stand on. You are here. This is the situation. These are the constraints. These are the resources. These are the trade-offs. Now what? That's where responsibility lives. That's where agency lives. And that's where progress lives and takes place. Because the goal is not to create a perfect world. The goal is to leave things a little bit better than you found them. A little stronger, a little wiser, a little safer, a little bit more aligned, and a little more meaningful. And that's enough. Because civilization advances the same way your life does. Not through fantasy, not through wishful thinking, but through people interacting with the world as it is and doing their part by doing their best.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.